Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. It is a heartbreaking milestone. We knew we'd reach it. At least 200,000 Americans killed by COVID-19. Grandparents, mothers, fathers, sons and daughters. That bell at Washington's National Cathedral rang 200 times, once for every 1,000 lives lost. Dr. Austin Simonson in Iowa treated many who did not survive.
My heart breaks for everyone who's lost someone to COVID and for the losses that are coming, because each time it is tragic.
Our death toll, the largest of any country, doubled in only 116 days, with hospitalizations still on the rise in 16 states. Dr. Sunil Kartham is on the hospital front line in North Dakota.
We don't have a clear-cut treatment for this virus, and we don't know if we're going to get a vaccine.
President Trump says he's sure we will, predicting the first vaccine is likely to be ready and go into distribution by Election Day, November 3rd, adding,
"We expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April."
But his own top health experts say, no, the supply will not be sufficient until at least mid-2021. That sound comes from Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks, where an estimated 125,000 motorcyclists have just wrapped up their 14th annual biker festival. Some did wear masks and social distance, but most did not.
Anything going on in the world, it ain't gonna stop us riding.
There was a similar larger event like that one in Sturgis, South Dakota in August. 460,000 people attended and several hundred confirmed COVID-19 cases in 13 states were linked to that rally. To Washington and the clash over the now vacant U.S. Supreme Court seat. The president now says he'll announce his nominee on Friday or Saturday after funeral services for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and just days before the first presidential election debate. And he tells Fox,
"The final vote should be taken, frankly, before the election. We have plenty of time for that."
Millsy and Basil, Democrats are howling in protest, calling Republicans hypocrites for attempting to jam a nominee through so close to the election after refusing to do so for President Obama in 2016.